quote, a hoax and a taxpayer-funded charade. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill. She's with Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat, the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. Nancy?
And Scott, in that capacity, Congressman Schiff met often with Director Comey, and thank you for being with us this evening. Have you seen this memo, and did you ever discuss with Director Comey his concerns about President Trump's comments regarding this investigation?
I have not seen the notes or the memo, and we did not have a conversation about the president ever suggesting that he drop the investigation. This is obviously a very serious charge, the heart of which would be interference or obstruction of the investigation. And when you add it to the allegations of just a few days ago, actually the statement made by the president himself that in the context of James Comey wanted to keep his job, the president brought up whether he was a suspect. Another deeply troubling allegation. Congress needs to bring Director Comey back to testify. We need to get those notes if they exist. We need to get tapes if they exist. But there is, I think, mounting concern over just how this administration appears to be interfering with the Russia investigation.
And so you're a lawyer. To your mind, does this comment, when added to others, if true, constitute obstruction of justice?
Well, I would need to look at just what the president said. And I'll be very interested if there are notes in precisely what the president said and in hearing from the director filling in on what those notes have reported. So I think it's too early to say in the absence of that evidence. In fact, at this point, we're still dealing with allegations, not evidence. But it's enough for Congress to insist on the director coming back, on obtaining this evidence. We really do need to determine whether there was a concerted effort by the president to interfere or obstruct this investigation.
You just got out of a meeting with CIA Director Pompeo. Did this come up, and did he shed any more light on the other story that was really gripping Capitol Hill all day until this new story broke about President Trump's comments with Russian diplomats and whether he may have inadvertently or intentionally shared sensitive information with them?
We did have a meeting with the director. It was a previously scheduled meeting where we covered a lot of ground. But I certainly did raise this with the director, and while I can't go into what he had to say, I can tell you on the basis of what the administration has said publicly that General McMaster did not deny that classified information may be involved, and I'm deeply concerned that we may have jeopardized a source or a relationship, and that's also, I think, something Congress needs to further investigate.